Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 460 of the Story Hacker Podcast. So, today it's the 14th of December 2020, and actually it's my birthday today. And a year ago, if you were listening a year ago, you might remember a very quick podcast, which unusually had some guests. It had my two kids and my wife on it, because we were all in London for the weekend celebrating my 50th. And I must say, I'm quite enjoying these little anniversaries that are coming up of things that happened in the previous years of the podcast. It's quite nice. But today I want to just, I mean, actually I'm recording this the day before my birthday because I've got a day off tomorrow. But I want to talk a little bit about sacrifice. So today for my birthday and actually for Christmas, I'm getting a PlayStation 5. And it's been in the house, I think I mentioned it in a previous podcast, it's been in the house for about 3 weeks now, upstairs in its box. And several times my wife has said to me, you know, if you want to, you could just, you know, you could have it now. And I've chosen to wait because I want my birthday to be special. And I'm really, as a gamer, I'm really excited about the possibilities of the next generation stuff. Anyway, one of the themes that's come out of this podcast over the past however many months is work. It's long-term thinking, or to put it another way, is sacrifice. And a couple of years ago when I read Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, he talks a lot about sacrifice and the value of sacrifice in that book. And I think it's really relevant. It certainly changed the way I kind of feel about work. I mean, I've always liked working, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, I think. But just before, I want to really read something that Peterson wrote in his book. This is from Rule 7. It's the starting part of the delay of gratification. He said, when engaging in sacrifice, our forefathers began to act out what would be considered a proposition if it was stated in words. That something better might be attained in the future by giving up something of value in the present. So he's talking about ritual sacrifices, of course, sacrifices to the gods. And he's also talking about the far, far sort of prehistory of human civilization. The discovery that gratification could be delayed was simultaneously the discovery of time, and with it, causality. Long ago, in the dim mists of time, we began to realise that reality was structured as if it could be bargained with. We learned that behaving properly now, in the present, regulating our impulses, considering the plight of others, could bring rewards in the future, in a time and place that did not yet exist. I think this is really interesting, because, I mean, my kids are 20 and 17 now. And in many ways, the kind of the core job of a parent in terms of, you know, the core sort of thing that we are teaching is a sense of sacrifice, that working now will pay off in the future. Behaving now will pay off in the future. And Peterson makes a really good argument, I think, that, well, he says this is in relation to this idea that behaving properly now could benefit in the future. He says, doing so was indistinguishable from organising society. The discovery of the causal relationship between our efforts today and the quality of tomorrow motivated the social contract, the organisation that enables today's work to be stored reliably, mostly in the form of promises from others. I think that's so fascinating. You know, it's a bit like, the book that I can't quite remember. Oh, what's it called? Sapiens. Good grief. You know, a bit like Sapiens, there are some books that come along and really give you a sort of framework to think about the things that matter. And I've talked before about how I feel about work and how when work doesn't happen, when I'm not creating, when I'm not doing something that is generating value for a period, I start to get quite twitchy. You know, I'm one of the people who, I mean, I'd be very happy to win the lottery, but I wouldn't stop working. And I think that's the other side of this. I mean, what Peterson is talking about is obviously the value of storing up effort because it's going to make it better later on, which is, I guess, somewhat perhaps a negative thing. I mean, obviously, if you sacrifice a bull or a pig or a chicken or something, you've lost something. And of course, work is like that. But also for me, it's been a tool of sharpening, of pride, I suppose, of pleasure. The idea of going out there and making something. And, you know, if we can find work that does store up value for the future, but also find work that feeds us in that way, whether you're 51 like I am now, 51, whether you're 51 or 21, I think it's a practical way to be happy. Because there are people, there are jobs where you can both store up value for the future by sacrificing your time or whatever it might be, and benefit every day from doing the work. And whatever you're doing, whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, I hope that's true for you, because then your story will mean business. Thanks for listening.